1450 KBMW.
Hey, we're back 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday Talk Around edition of the morning show. Always busy. And once a month, one of my favorite people stop in here, Breckenridge Wapton Chess, Dominic Robberin, with us this morning. Dominic, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Good to see you again, our once a month chat. And we were talking before we went on the air. You've been busy. You got some events coming up that you're going to be a part of. What's happening?
Yes, absolutely. Thanks, Bill. There's, in fact, a lot going on. You could think, you know, summer is a bit of a lull, but really it is not. So one of the, what I would think, busiest and maybe greatest weekends we have coming up is Chalkfest, of course.
Sure.
That will be a blast, and we will be part of that. So you will be able to play chess with us, want to say, from 11 to 4, Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
That has been amazing last year, and I'm sure it will be amazing again this year. So that's our big thing coming up. And we have a lot more after that. In fact, kind of to bridge over to fall, we have in August, then we have the block party at NDSCS.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, and we will be part of that as well. Well, we'll have to work still on a concept for that. And also for Headwaters Day, I want to say that's in September, so not,
yes,
not to mix with the one where you're involved in a week.
No, the music festival, yeah. This is Headwaters Day in September.
Exactly, a similar name for that. And then a really big thing that we are currently working on, and it's not, you know, established 100% yet, but around Halloween, we want to have a kids-only chess tournament, working together with all the schools in the region. I think that would be fantastic. We just thought that'd be great for the kids to have something like that.
Yeah.
We got feedback for that. And yeah.
Are you going to theme that so if they come in costume, it'll be a lot more fun?
This is definitely something we're working on to figure out exactly how the best is for that. But
yeah,
it's definitely on our minds.
Good.
That, yes. And a bit in prep of that, I want to say we're also connecting with St. Mary's, the school. And I will do a chess camp there probably early October, so before that tournament. And hopefully that will kind of encourage kids then to play the tournament. And the latest I heard is that, you know, let's see if it works out or not, maybe also at St. John's. But that's still up in the air a bit. But
you're in demand.
A lot going on.
You are in demand. The club's in demand.
Yeah,
I love hearing that. Plus, you said your board is growing.
It is, exactly. We have just recently added two more people. Gabby, she is now our events coordinator, and Mandy from the community center, our treasurer. So welcome on board, both of you. And no, thank you for everybody who's helping us. So we're really improving our infrastructure, and I know, there's a book about having the right people on the bus, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what it was called.
I know. I'm familiar with it, too. I just can't remember the
title.
That's
what I keep thinking of. You know, we just have to have the right people. And I love that we're all kind of pulling on the same string, all in go in the same direction. And that's going to pay dividends down the road when we sure can attract more people to two tournaments and everything else.
Well, they've got the right person steering the ship, too. Dominic, if people are listening to this, mm-hmm, and they want to be a part of Breckenridge Wapton Chess, yep, how do they do that? How do they get started?
Yeah, absolutely. For once, come and play with us. We have the Breck Library, the public library, every first and third Tuesday. We play there on Tuesday from 5 to 7. So that would be ideal. Just show up no matter what level you are. We will help you out. Make sure you feel comfortable there and you can play with us. And you can also connect with us on Facebook if you like. We have a page. Just look for Breckenridge Wapton Chess. Other than that, let me think what else we have. I mean, we have our website also, breckwapchess.com, where you can see, okay, what has already happened, as well as, you know, what's going to happen. We're still building more as we go. Yeah,
and in building fast. And you got merchandise, too. You got merch.
Yeah,
I love that.
We do, and you'll see some of that also at Chalkfest. So we'll have some stickers that you can buy, but we also have bottles. I'll make sure I'll bring my bottle with me, and so you can see it. And and hopefully also wear the shirt that we have. So those three things we currently have, and I think they look really good, and they look good on people, and
growing in leaps and bounds. I just like every month you come in here, just seems like the club gets bigger and bigger and better things happening.
When it comes down to it, what we just want to do is we want to give people in town a chance to play chess in an inviting environment. And I think that's what we're doing. And we have a lot of goodwill in the community there, I can tell, which I love. And I think also we're doing a good thing. So, I hear that we had our Blue Goose Day tournament, and some of the people came down from Fargo, and they were actually quite impressed. It's like, you guys are doing such a great job with everything, and when we do something, we want to do it the right way, and they really liked what we put in front of them, and so that was kind of happy to get that feedback.
I bet. You are definitely doing a very good thing. Dominic, listen, always a pleasure to have you in here once a month. Yep. You have a great rest of July, and have fun this weekend at Chalkfest, and we will talk again in August.
We will. Thank you so much, Bill.
You bet. 9:13 here, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
No one woke up this morning and thought,
I want to go Hagel.
At Quality Toyota, we don't do that. Our bottom line pricing means you get our best price the first time, every time. You'll even have that price before you talk to anyone, because that price is listed online at QualityToyota.com.